Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom served up with a side of real talk and a whole lot of Dunbrooks. Today, we're diving headfirst into something we all grapple with at some point. Fear and anxiety, especially when the pressure's on. Ever felt like your palms are sweating just thinking about that big presentation? You know, that feeling when you walk into a room full of strangers and suddenly your mind goes blank. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let these feelings control us. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to navigate high-pressure situations with grace and composure. Now, before you think Stoicism, sounds like ancient Greek philosophy for monks, hear me out. It's actually a lot more relatable than you might think. At its core, Stoicism is about accepting what we can't control and focusing our energy on what we can. Think of it like this. You can't control the traffic jam, but you can control how you react to it. Same goes for those anxiety-inducing moments in your life. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you manage fear and anxiety in those high-pressure situations. 1. Recognize your thoughts. This is huge. Often, our anxieties stem from negative thoughts spiraling out of control. It's like a mental hamster wheel going nowhere fast. The first step to calming the storm: recognizing those thought patterns. Pay attention to your inner dialogue when things get stressful. Are you catastrophizing? Jumping to conclusions. Identifying these thought traps is the first step to breaking free from them. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Okay, so you've identified the negative thoughts. Now what? Time to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? What would I tell a friend who was having this thought? Often, when we step back and analyze those anxious thoughts, they don't hold up under scrutiny. They focus on what you can control. Remember that stoic principle about accepting what you can control. It's like the ultimate mental superpower. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your influence, shift your focus to what you can control. Your actions, your attitude, your preparation. By focusing on these areas, you empower yourself and reduce the sense of helplessness that fuels anxiety. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can race when we're stressed? Mindfulness is like hitting the mental pause button. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Simple exercises like deep breathing, body scans, or even just paying attention to your senses can help calm the nervous system and bring a sense of groundedness. 5. Visualize success. This one might sound cheesy, but hear me out. Visualization is powerful stuff. Before that big presentation or important meeting, take a few minutes to visualize yourself succeeding. Imagine feeling confident, calm, and in control. By rehearsing success mentally, you prime your mind for positive outcomes. All right, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're about to give a speech at a networking event. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and you feel like everyone is judging you. Sounds familiar? Here's how those stoic principles can kick in. First, recognize those anxious thoughts. What if I mess up? Everyone's going to think I'm an idiot. Challenge them with evidence. I've practiced this speech, and I know my stuff. Focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, your attitude. Practice mindfulness by taking a few deep breaths before you start. And finally, visualize yourself delivering a captivating and successful speech. Feel the confidence, hear the applause. See, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about managing them effectively. By applying these principles, you can navigate high-pressure situations with greater calm, confidence, and resilience. So, there you have it, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to conquer fear and anxiety. Remember, folks, the power is within you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with managing fear and anxiety in high-pressure situations? Share your thoughts, stories, and insights on social media using #calmandconfidentpodcast. And if you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. It helps others discover the power of Stoicism too. Until next time, Keep calm, stay confident, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.